love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Yes, it is live. Nice to have you with us wherever you are listening all across the world. My name is Rick Tittle on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, and the show originates out of San Francisco, and that's where we are piping through. Scott is over in the studios. In California, we have a shelter-in-place order. I'm in my home in the East Bay Hills here, so we're doing it on Skype as we're doing all the shows. But would love to have you chime in at any point. Tell us what you're playing. There's a lot of video games. You and I, if we're gamers, we play them anyway, but a lot of people turning to video games. And would love to hear from you at the toll-free line at 800-878-PLAY. Once again, 800-878-7529. Let us know what's good, what's bad, what are you playing this weekend, what are you looking forward to playing as well. Not just on Sports Byline, but we went through the website, sportsbyline.com. Click Listen Live to hear this show. Sports Byline, rick@sportsbyline.com is the email to send. I'll give away a brand new game in the next segment. So you'll answer at rick@sportsbyline.com. Also, the cheat code at the end of the show, send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. That's because at 9:40, I'm going to have Artur Plochnik from wargaming.net and World of Warships, and he'll be talking about how World of Warships is teaming up with Stack Up to help our proud military veterans. That's going to be at 9:40 Pacific time. So we'll give a game away in the second segment that'll be coming up. But when we come back, we'll talk about what are you playing. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We're not on Twitch. That equipment's in the studio. I'm at home, so not on Twitch right now. But we'll also let you know the new releases that are coming out. Look, video games, we need them more than ever right now, as a lot of us, as I said, we don't want to spread around the coronavirus. Don't want to catch it. Don't want to give it to other people. So we'll talk to you. Dan Patrick Channel on Sirius XM as well, and SB Nation Radio. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Progressive presents Get Pumped, inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just going to stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Downtown San Francisco is where I normally am. I'm over on the Oakland side of the Bay. But wherever you are, it's great to have you with us. As I said, on The Voice, on the American Forces Radio Network, that's 500 outlets, 177 countries. Thank you to our troops. I know a lot of National Guard units are being called up as we speak. Not to so much keep the peace just yet. Hopefully we don't get to martial law, but a lot of military hospitals being built. And so anyway, a lot of people rallying around in these times right now, and hopefully we'll all get through it. And hopefully by the time the summer comes around, we'll get back to a semblance of our normal existences. But communities, as we go along, are beginning to not completely shut down, but put a shelter-in-place order in. The grocery stores still remain open. And for a while there, GameStop considered itself an essential retail store. And they got a lot of backlash from communities. They got a lot of backlash from their employees. And a lot of people thought that it's because they took a little bit of a bath when their stock plummeted after a rough holiday season. And as we've seen with the coronavirus scare, Wall Street is in a free fall. We don't have a Great Depression just yet, but you know, a lot of people are losing a lot of money. And so GameStop today, I got the email, maybe you did as well, said that they're finally going to have a curbside pickup. You have to do the order online, and that's just, of course, if you're not doing a digital download, you don't need to go in anyway. But a lot of people thought that they waited until this weekend because they wanted to make sure that the releases of both Doom Eternal and Animal Crossing New Horizons that they wanted people in the stores for when that happened. So all we can know about what's going on right now is that we don't know. And so when we don't know, better safe than sorry is it. And the great thing about video games is that most of us don't have to actually go in the store right now. But they now say that they will do the curbside pickup. Now, speaking of Animal Crossing, saw an interesting, which came out on Friday, and I am downloading as we speak for the Switch, but a lot of people were talking about perhaps maybe Nintendo could release that early, like we saw with Disney with Frozen 2 on its streaming service. They released it early for people who are hunkered down right now. Well, it's out. And a lot of this article says this is the perfect game to what they call being a healing tonic. And yes, Animal Crossing New Horizons on the Switch, it's obviously going to get a graphical upgrade and bump, but this setting has been transplanted from towns to tropical islands and, you know, harvesting for resources and then reconstruct houses and beachside resorts and things like that. And maybe it's a calming effect, so you don't have the evil people who hoard all the toilet paper. There's a special place, at least in purgatory, for them. But if you think about Animal Crossing New Horizons as just kind of a getaway for people who are having severe anxiety, but as always, this is a game where the characters look like toys, and this is the fifth game in the core series, and it's got a more deeper crafting system. Its smartphone goes a little bit more sophisticated as well. There's a very friendly capitalistic world, and you can secure a new cuckoo clock, and maybe you can fall behind on your rent, but you just catch some carp and then sell it off. And what's interesting is that, you know, games like The Sims, I'm not a huge fan. I've played Sim games, and they're fun, like the city building. I never really got into the character part. It just wasn't my cup of tea, but it's obviously very popular, and they keep adding on to the canon, if you like. But I did fall into, when it was on the GameCube the first time around, Animal Crossing, and it looked like such a little kiddie game. I thought, well, that's not going to be for me. And then it's like, no, check it out, and you know, you can get mail. And you know, I didn't, you know, it was not my raison d'etre to play the game, but I was very much into it. I thought it was a very cool deal. So you can name your islands. You can do a lot of things, and you think about, you know, how Nintendo, anyway, with your Miis into the Wiis when they first came out. But if you boot up New Horizons, you are met up with a news report from Tom Nook. And the news reports on these days are a lot better than what we have right now, because they usually say, well, this is amusing. There isn't any news to report. And then you start up the game, you start roaming around your island, and there's a rhino who's lifting weights. There's a dog who's kind of goth. There are some cats who promise to move in. Apparently they're on the way. And then the local owl says a museum should be completed post haste. And so with the way you help things out, of course, is you're going to be using your smartphone a lot. And you're going to get into a little bit of debt probably. And the money they have there are called bells, which is the New Horizons currency. And you just got to pay this stuff up if you want to keep working your way around. And, you know, if you get sick in the game, timely, you can craft your own medicine. And it really takes no skill at all to build some really nice furniture. You get some wood and rocks. You hunt down, hunting down materials might be a little bit of a pain. but you need to clear out some space for the cats who want to come in. You can buy clothes, aloha. I don't know. It's a very interesting game. And you think about, as I said, in times of social distancing and everything else that's going on. And by the way, if someone's walking past you on the sidewalk, making eye contact will not give you anything. But yes, social distancing is probably a good way to go. But, you know, the video game world, you think about online play and servers. You think, oh, it couldn't be any worse. Oh, it could be a lot worse. We could have no electricity. We could have no Wi-Fi. We could have no TV sets and video games. This is going to help us through. And like I said, if you think about Italy, a country that's been hardest hit with many tragic, terrible losses of human life there, that they still have their grocery stores open over there. So, you know, as they say, our grandfathers, or for some of you youngsters, great-grandfathers were called to fight in a world war. We're being called to sit on our couches, and it's weird, but the one thing that can really help us get through it are video games. It's fantastic entertainment, and Animal Crossing is out, and I'm going to check it out. And you know, honestly, if I was not, and listen, April, you can just go ahead, and April's going to be a shelter in place month. April's going to be, nothing's going to go down in April. We need to nip this thing in the bud, the curve and the infection rate. But, you know, had it not been shelter in place, I don't know if I would have downloaded Animal Crossing. But anyway, we'll get that downloaded and I'll give you a more personal review tomorrow. When we come back, I will be giving away a game, because we'll have an interview at 9:40. And we'll also talk about some finalists to the Video Game Hall of Fame. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network, Dan Patrick Channel, Sirius XM, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, sportsbyline.com, SBNationLive.com. However you're getting in, I'll talk like this. 1-800-878-PLAY is the way to go. And I'll be giving away a game this segment, a brand new game that just came out and a huge AAA hit.
What is it?
Just wait. And coming up in the next segment, though, we're going to have an interview with Arthur Plochinek. He is with Wargaming.net, and he's going to talk about how World of Warships is teaming up with our troops. It's an important thing, stack up, with especially the mental health of our men and women. And it's a good tie-in knowing that I'm very proud and privileged to be on American Forces Radio Network as well. We did get some news this weekend that there are 12 finalists for the World Video Game Hall of Fame. Now, there are different halls of fame. This isn't like Cooperstown for New York and Canton for football and what have you. But the Strong Museum in Rochester, New York is one that's the Strong Museum of Play. This has been kind of recognized over the years as one of the leaders when it comes to this. I know Walter Day from Ottumwa, Iowa, is not involved for this Twin Galaxies. But still, it's a big deal. And by the way, TripAdvisor, I think a lot of people look to TripAdvisor for advice when visiting locales of they're not familiar with. TripAdvisor says out of the 121 things to do in Rochester, New York, going to the Strong Museum of Play is number one. How about that? So this is the coolest thing, best thing, greatest thing to do in Rochester. How about a Rochester Royals game? I'm sure it's in the top 10. Let's take a look at the 12 finalists for the Video Game Hall of Fame. Bejeweled, the world's number one puzzle game from PopCap. How about that? This was way before Candy Crush. This was the first. Centipede Arcade. This came out when I was 16. Yes, I'm old. This was 1981. How is this not in? Frogger also came out in 1981. And this was between Konami and Sega. They collaborated on this. It's not in already. GoldenEye 007 for the N64. This was the first great first-person shooter. This came out in 1987. And I use the music on my show today. Guitar Hero. And if you think about 2005 when this thing came out, man, Guitar Hero was fun. And, of course, we had Rock Band too. But I remember going to, this was 2006 maybe, it was a GDC party out in the avenues in San Francisco at this place called the Rocket Room, and they had a huge stage, and they had the drum set and the mic, and they had two guitars, one was bass, one was lead, and they had a lead singer, and we would take turns, you'd write down your name on a list, but you'd got up, and every time you hit it, it would just resonate, and you felt like a guitar hero. How is that not in there? King's Quest. This was from 1980. It was designed by a woman named Roberta Williams, and this was a PC game on the IBM. And this was the first game featuring a wanderer who was trying to save a princess from an evil wizard. And it's not in. Minecraft is a finalist. And you'd say, why isn't it in yet? Well, this was a game that's almost 10 years old. And it's, they claim, the best-selling game of all time. NBA Jam Arcade. And if you think about that game when it came out in the early 90s, the two-on-two action, you had real NBA players. You had Michael Jordan. You had Charles Barkley. How about this? It got nominated, and I'm kind of surprised, but it's kind of cool. Nokia Snake. Did you have one of those original Nokia cell phones in the early 2000s? And you had the growing snake, and it moved, and if you made contact with yourself, you died. Super Smash Bros. Melee on the GameCube, 2001 brawler that led to so many other games. Uncharted 2 on the PS3, that's Uncharted 2 Among Thieves. And 2009 when that hit, and that won 32 Game of the Year awards, original Naughty Dog game. Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? This came out in the mid-80s on the PC, and this was one of the first edutainment type of games. So any of those games there you feel don't belong, I'm not going to spoil and rain on anybody's parade and say they don't belong, but I will say once again, House Centipede and Frogger, and really GoldenEye, which was the next generation, but how any of those are not already in the Hall of Fame, I have absolutely no idea how that could possibly be that way. All right. We also got a look at – oh, wait. I need to give away a game. That's what I have to do. I forgot. We got the interview coming up next segment. Usually I do that at 40 after. The game I'm giving away – just send me an email, rick@sportsbyline.com, with the answer. The game is Doom Eternal, and this just came out 2 days ago. It's for the PC, the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Stadia, and the Switch. I have it here for the Xbox One. And this is, of course, from id Software. Bethesda publishes it. So just tell me, what was the name of the first interaction? The first when this game originally came out, what was it called? Wasn't it just called Doom? Oh, I gave it away. Let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. That's the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. It's a huge release. Here's the summary from id. By the way, rated M for blood and gore, intense violence. Experience the ultimate combination of speed and power with the next leap and push forward first-person combat. As the Doom Slayer, return to take your vengeance against the forces of hell. Doom Eternal is set in an all-new pulse-pounding, set to an all-new pulse-pounding soundtrack composed by Mick Gordon. Fight across dimensions as you slay new and classic demons with powerful new weapons and abilities. And yes, the one thing that's different than the original Doom is that you can aim up and you can aim down. Let's take a look at the new releases this week. Two games releasing tomorrow. The big one is Half-Life Alyx. That is the PC shooter. We've been waiting for Valve for a long time, but this is, don't get too excited, this is a VR game. Well, if you have VR, get really excited. Otherwise, maybe not as much, but Alyx finally coming out. And The Legend of Trails of the Legend of Heroes. That's RPG on the PS or on the PC. The rest of these are Tuesday releases. Deep Sky Derelicts, PS4, Xbox One, Switch. It's an RPG. Paper Beast on the PS4, an adventure game. Yu-Gi-Oh! Legacy of the Duelist L, PS4, Xbox One, PC, strategy game. You know Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards. Bleeding Edge. Bleeding Edge is a very interesting looking game. It looks like pure mayhem. PC, Xbox One. Gwent, the Witcher card. This is a card game for your phone. Iron Danger is a PC RPG game. Biped is a PC platformer. A few more here. Mekorama PC. Maybe it's Mekorama. M-E-K-O, Mekorama. Maybe it's Mekorama. PC, PS4, Vita. PS, Switch, and Xbox One. Last Oasis, a PC role-playing game. One Step from Eden on the Switch and PC, an RPG. And then Kungya Draw Party. This is also a game. It's a trivia game. For your iPhone. If you're wondering about Paper Beast, which is a PS4 exclusive from Pixel Reef, it says Paper Beast is a playful exploration game set in a colorful ecosystem born out of big data, not big pharma. Undertake a virtual journey of discovery through an immersive and poetic gameplay experience. Somewhere deep down in the vast memory of a data server, an ecosystem has emerged. Decades of lost code and forgotten algorithms have accumulated in the eddies and flows of the internet. A small bubble of life has blossomed. Paper Beast is born.
Is this a sequel to Paper Mario?
No, it is not. But it is a very interesting game. I was looking at some of the gameplay earlier. All right. As I said, when we come back, we're going to check in with Artur Plochinek. He is with Wargaming.net and World of Warships and talk about they have a collaboration going on that helps our veterans, which is very important. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you in a second on the Video Game Review.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
The Video Game
It's our pleasure to welcome Artur Plochnik, North American Publishing Director for Wargaming. He's here to talk about how World of Warships is teaming up with Stack Up and helping our veterans and service members via Operation Lifeboat. First of all, Artur Plochnik, am I close?
Yeah, very close. Thanks for having me, by the way.
Is it Polish?
Yeah, I am Polish, yes.
Okay, all right, I guessed it. All right. Let's, first of all, before we get into it, I was just thinking, you know, here I am in the San Francisco Bay Area. We are under an order of shelter in place, and we know that in places like in Italy and Spain and other countries, there is a lockdown going down. Have you seen a rise on your servers and a lot more people playing World of Warships right now?
So it's a bit grotesque, but yes. In general, you know, online games are going to surge at least a little bit for when people are you know, quarantined or confined to their homes and to their PCs. So we do not that much, but yes.
Well, I know that you guys, through the sale of a very special limited edition in-game bundle, that Wargaming is looking to raise about $100,000 in donations to help Stack Up. I mentioned Operation Lifeboat. It's it's awareness and funds for 24/7 crisis intervention and mental health support as our troops, because the numbers are very alarming for those who take their own lives when they come home.
Yeah, that's true. So we started this program together with Stack Up, as you mentioned, called Operation Lifeboat. We started it around about a week ago with the goal of raising $100,000 for the Overwatch program that Stack Up is running to help, you know, raise awareness for veterans and current service members' mental health issues and suicide prevention. And as part of that, we put two bundles into World of Warships, one called Lifeline and then the other one called Life Ring. And almost a week later, we've almost hit that goal. So around about 2 days ago, we had $90,000 raised by our amazing community for Stack Up, for the charity. All the proceeds from those bundles go to them. So we're confident we're going to meet that goal that we have, and we'll see how far we actually get and how much money we're going to be able to raise for them.
I think it's amazing, too, that you have a little button there that just basically says, seek help, and you say, well, that's an easy thing to do. Actually, it's not, because a lot of people, they think, well, we're going to water down the gaming experience. That's real estate on the screen. And then a lot of guys and women in our military, they still think very tough, very macho, I don't need help. And it's very easy to just click that button. I think that's a huge thing to put on the game.
Yeah. In general, if you think about games and the way they're designed and structured, not many games have the opportunity to actually do that in a way that wouldn't be harming the play experience that you're giving to your audience, and still make sure that button is available and is visible to people when they need it and when they, you know, are going down the slope or in the dark place that they need to get out of. And we did this because we saw that, first of all, we have a huge, huge veteran community in our game. And we ran a survey on that veteran community, and that survey basically said that a lot of a lot of vets and his current service members consider themselves to be gamers, and they consider gaming to be a tool or a mechanism to help them cope with those hardships and those problems that they have to deal with. So in that sense, it felt kind of natural for us to try and embed that button inside of World of Warships, because it is a place where those people will be seeking to have it, to have that that help. And StackUp, you know, they're also gamers, and they also provide their help through gaming-related channels like Discord. So that all works together really well. Well, at least we hope it will help a lot of people.
That's outstanding. We're speaking with Artur Plochinek, who is the regional publishing director of World of Warships. Let's talk about the game a little bit. I know that you guys went into St. Petersburg and you bought the Leshta studio almost 10 years ago, I guess. And I think it's great how, you know, when I was a kid, video games were made in Japan or in the United States. And then Europe came in, and now Eastern Europe has come in, and especially with a lot of these big umbrella companies taking things in. What was it about Leshta Studio and beautiful St. Petersburg that was a good fit for wargaming?
Thank you for that question. We don't get asked that very often. And the story is really pretty simple. So as far as I remember, and to be perfectly honest, I can't speak for, you know, the decision making of my CEO. But as far as I know, there were two main components of that. So Leshta Studio used to be a video production company before they went into gaming in the early 90s. And and the quality of the video material that they made as a video production quality, and then the quality of the gameplay experience that they developed in their early career kind of meant that they were a potential partner for delivering the kind of experience that Wargaming wanted to have. And at the same time, a lot of people there were also ex-Navy, and St. Petersburg is also the seat of the Soviet and Russian navies. So they had access to a lot of materials to be able to actually work on World of Warships in the detail that we, the Wargaming, wanted them to be able to. So all of those factors came together, and it seems that the guys in the studio, they made a great job of it, and we're super happy.
Great stuff. And, you know, it's funny, when this came out and, you know, you had you're on Windows, you're on Mac, then we got an iOS version. But then when you went to the PS4 and the Xbox One with Legends, what's that like? Because it's not just a straight port. And people were expecting, you know, the bar was raised high. What was that like going into the console market?
So we didn't want to make a straight port, because ultimately the type of audience and the type of player that does play on console versus the PC is slightly different. The marketing channels and the exposure that you get on console is slightly different as well. So we wanted to streamline the gaming experience of World of Warships specifically for that medium. For, first of all, for the controller, because obviously it's very, very different than playing mouse and keyboard. But thankfully, because World of Warships is such a slow shooter, if you will, it's very conducive to playing it on the pad, because you have enough time to produce your input on the pad. And so it wasn't very difficult to do that, but we had to streamline the experience and kind of match the play time and the progression times to the actual session times that you would be playing on console versus on a PC. So yeah, the experience was very, very interesting. You also have different opportunities for, you know, streamlining your game, because the hardware is mostly homogenous. You don't have, you know, 10,000 different specifications for whatever personal computer anybody might have, but you have an Xbox and a PS, and they all run the same hardware in the same way, which makes great for stabilizing, and it allows you to also go a bit deeper into, you know, optimizing graphics and other stuff. So it's a very, very interesting experience to go from PC and then work on something like that.
Very interesting. And the other thing, too, you talk about tactically and you say slow, but that's the thing. If you're playing a first-person shooter, someone runs by you, you turn around. Well, if you are in a warship, to come about and to turn around is a big deal. And you say, you know, there's a lot of Navy people in St. Petersburg. Well, my dad was in the U.S. Navy. And that's why authenticity is so huge for you guys. Everything has to be legit. Why do you hold that bar so high to make sure that everything is as authentic as you can make it?
Well, you know, I think it's a factor of two things. One of them is the passion of the team. You know, they want to make a game that's about naval combat, and therefore they want to make it as close to reality as they possibly can. And the other thing is that if we say that that's what we're giving to people as a value proposal for our product, because it's a product and we need to make people buy into it as well, even though it's a free game, then we want to invest into that as well. And we want to make sure that we are giving, as much value within that promise of true-to-life naval combat as we can. Obviously, you know, we have to make some sacrifices as well, so not everything is as realistic as we could have made it, but ultimately it's supposed to be a game and it's supposed to be delivering entertainment for people within a specific session time and within the time that people have to spend on that type of entertainment. So gameplay needs to come first. But,
you know, I think, yes.
But we found kind of the sweet spot between making sure that it's still an enjoyable game and it does convey, you know, the way that ships behave, that they're slow and they're lumbersome, and that you have to think ahead. You can't make split-second decisions and go, 360 no-scope. That doesn't work. It's a game about planning more than just reacting.
Yes, it is a chess match. We just have a couple minutes here. Obviously, no game developers conference out here in San Francisco, which would be going on this week as I speak. And, of course, hopefully we all get through this coronavirus okay. But what are some of the challenges for you as a company? As we mentioned, you're delivering the game online so you can still get it done. But what are some of the challenges that you've had as society is sort of shutting down, hopefully temporarily?
Yeah, so, for us, it depends on the teams. As you said, because we're only delivering an online product, and that means we still, most of our jobs is just done at a PC, so we, as long as there's electricity, we can still keep on doing that, and internet. But there are major challenges in terms of coordinating stuff, so we might see, hopefully not, but we might see delays in our usual patch cycles and update cycles just because of the lag that's right now being introduced as our teams, mostly wholesale, are going to move to a work-from-home schedule. And not everybody has a workstation at home that can support all the applications and support all the work needs that they have. So we are now looking at ways that we can make sure that everybody stays as safe as they can, be, ideally working from home, but still gets their tasks delivered in the amount of time that we have. And then keeping everybody coordinated and informed via, multiple Skype calls, and that's also taking a lot of time from people where normally it might have been done via just a stand-up meeting in a room somewhere.
Right. All right, Arthur, we got to run. That's Artur, I should say, Plochnik, Wargaming. Check out stackup.org and, of course, World of Warships. Artur, thanks for everything. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, guys. Have a great day.
Okay, come on back.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book.
You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much. Good show. And by the way, Artur joined us on the Progressive guest line. Get your quote on progressive.com today. Time to end the show in our customary fashion by looking up a cheat code. Almost always I go to older cheat codes, but the request to rick@sportsbyline.com, that's the email address. You can send me emails throughout the week as well, rick@sportsbyline.com. Comes from Kenny. Says, Rick, I'm already playing Doom. How do I get the BFG? All right, when you say already, I assume that you're playing the new one, which is Doom Eternal. Yes, BFG is the big you-know-what gun, the big effing gun. Can I say that? What happens is about halfway through the game, and you have the mission called Mars Core. And it's a long one. There's a lot of multiple stages. But you find out something called the BFG 10,000. It is a massive gun. It's the size of basically a small building. And what they want you to do with that gun is to punch a hole through the surface of Mars. And what you do with the mega cannon inside the hole is the BFG. And after that, it's unlocked, it's yours, and you can have it as long as you want. I saw one review on GamesRadar, just a sentence on Doom Eternal. It says, the game screams at you to move faster and to fight harder, and you can do nothing but obey. I like that. That's not bad. All right. Thanks for tuning in to the Video Game Review, and we'll be back next week. Stay safe, everybody. Wash your hands. You know the drill. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.